How's Mistress Good Boy? I can tell you've been obediently awaiting my return from the battlefield. A victory, as you can tell from the lack of wounds of my body. The armor, on the other hand, is fairly beat up. I am happy that you have such concern over me, despite my being your queen. Let me remove my armor, my servant. Feels so much better. That armor really is heavy, even for someone with my size and power. You are staring at my body. Don't be impressed. I'm used to the stairs. You aren't in my chambers to take off my armor. You are in my chambers because I need to have a serious discussion with you. You know, of course, that I do not have a king or any sort of mate. This is a problem that needs to be addressed. My advisors have been pushing me quite hard to marry, and I have many men wanting me. Various nobles and dukes and even kings from other kingdoms wanting my hand in marriage. I do not want any of them. They know nothing about me. Beside my most famous speeches and my exploits on the battlefield, I know almost nothing of them either. Why would I marry any of them, when they don't mean anything to me? I have known you since you were 9 years old, sick and dying on the street. I couldn't bear watching you suffer, so I healed you with my magic. I was a naive princess back then, unaware of the harshness of the world. For 11 years, you've been my servant, loyally serving me while we both grew up into who we are now. You mean so much to me. What would happen to you if I married into another kingdom? You'd be alone. And if anything happened to you, I would hate myself and blame myself for abandoning you to this dangerous world. There's only one person that I trust to be by my side. Only one who knows the real me. The woman behind the armor and the fancy dresses and speeches. It's you. The only one I want. It's you. I know you love me. I can feel your heart and mind vibrate with your feelings for your queen. Come to bed with your mistress, your warrior queen, the half woman who you belong to. Don't make me carry you and slam on the bed. That's it. Lay down for me, and I lay on top of you and kiss my good boy. You really are a handsome human boy. I'm never letting you out of my sight. You are my servant boy, and I'll protect you, no matter what. Do you want me, my good boy? You are so hard against your queen. I'm removing your clothes. Isn't it obvious? I want to make love to you. Take your virginity. Physically express my love and desire to make you feel loved. I want more than that. I know something that will allow us to make them accept us. Our love is forbidden, but I don't care. I'll make them let us be together. How? By mating with your queen. By breeding me. I'm going to undress you. I know you haven't done this before. And I'm much bigger and stronger than you. I'll just guide you in and I'll take control, tell you what to do. And I know you'll do it, won't you? Good boy. My sweet demon boy. Your hard cock is right at my entrance. I hope you are ready for your queen's experience, Alvin Pussy. I'm going to take you inside me and make love to you and fuck you until you give your queen a baby. You moaned as my walls closed around your cock. I'm just going to move up and down your shaft, make you watch my breast bounce for you. Leave everything to me. Allow your queen to ride you and give you pleasure like you never imagined. Feel my strong muscular body on top of you pressing you into your bed. Tell me if I'm too much for you. Don't be afraid to tell me no, my human. You are imagining what I look like getting soft and heavy with on her, with your child growing inside. You're moaning beneath me, feeling the pleasure consume your thoughts. You are getting harder and your hands are on my hips. You want me to go faster? You want your other mistress to claim you? Oh yes, baby, let me take you. Fuck, grab my hips. Grab my wide hips and pull me onto your cock. Oh, good boy. Good boy, oh fuck. You feel incredible. You feel so perfect inside me. Your queen knows this one's meant to be. Thrust up into me. I want every inch of you. Fuck my royal pussy. Fuck my elven cunt. I'm clenching and squeezing so tight as I pull you inside me. I'm not going to stop until you feel my womb. Fill my pussy with fertile seed and give you an air. Make my breasts swell with my milk and my belly get round for you. I need your child so we can be together. I can see you throbbing. You're about to come. Yes. Do it for your queen. Bring me. Bring your queen. Fuck the baby into my womb. I'm getting close to you. My body quivers in anticipation. Fill me up. Flood me. Flood me with your sticky cum. Your hot and sticky seeds need to flow like a raging waterfall. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh yes, give it to me. Give it all here to queen. So your protector, mistress. Mistress needs of your babies. Give me all your children. No. Good boy. Oh, fuck. Keep coming. Keep wrestling to me. Keep going on to your train of gum. You aren't a servant to me anymore. You are the man I love. I don't care what anyone would say or think about us. They will accept our love, forbidden or not. I can feel your seed sticking a heart into my womb. I just know I'm pregnant with your child, with the future of this kingdom. I can tell you're exhausted. Let me hold you until you fall asleep in your queen's arms. That's it. Let me stroke your hair until you tumble into the bliss of sleep.